Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. I am on a lot of medications that have collected over the years due to various symptoms that I have due to my traumatic brain injury. It got me thinking that it's almost like a buffet of medications that I take. I've been explained why each one works for different purposes, but it's still kind of confusing. Do I really need to be on all these medications? Why do I have such a buffet of medications? P.S. I use the term buffet because Thanksgiving is coming up and I intend to be eating lots of food. Well, thank you. Answer is thank you so much for this question. And yes, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. So first off, I want to mention a recently published article entitled Accumulation of Good Intentions, How Individual Practice Guidelines Lead to Polypharmacy in the Treatment of Patients with Polytrauma. There are a number of authors on this article, including my colleague, Dr. Blessin Epen. So I want to first emphasize that, yes, it's an accumulation of good intentions. You likely went to a few different physicians over the years until you found a good regimen of what works for you between medications and therapies and just giving time for your brain to heal. You may have seen a psychiatrist, you may have seen a neurologist, you may have eventually seen a physical medicine and rehabilitation physician who specializes in brain injury medicine. And throughout going to all these different people, including a family care doctor, you would probably start on various medications, something for a headache, something to help you sleep at night, something to help your memory, something to help your behavior, something to help your mood. And that's all great. That's all wonderful. Everyone's trying to help you function at your best after your injury. But as this article points out, let's focus on a rational prescribing of medications. Let's look at getting the most bang for our buck, per se, in medications. For instance, there's some medications that might help with sleep and appetite. There's some other medications that might help with sleep and pain. So there's ways of combining different medications to get treatment for a couple different symptoms. But what happens sometimes over time is that it becomes a little bit scary to stop one medicine because, you know, overall you think you're doing okay on it, so let's just start something else. And then slowly over time, again, accumulation, almost like a snowball. If it's rolling downhill, it's slowly picking up snow and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You just accumulate more medications to the point where it sometimes becomes hard to know, well, what's doing what and what should be reduced and tapered off first before switching on a medication that may cover two or three symptoms. And then at the end of the day, getting down to two or three medications if you're on six or seven, for example. Again, these are all just rough estimate numbers. The idea being, is there a way to go from a larger amount of medications to a smaller amount of medications and still feel that you're functional throughout the day and sleeping well at night and living that life you want to live? And that's where it becomes tricky. So again, it's important to take a look at the medications, take a look at when were they started, and then speaking with a physician that's able to integrate all these different symptoms that resulted from your brain injury and who's also able to look at all the medications you're on to help guide you onto the right path of less medications. And oftentimes it's a brain injury medicine trained physiatrist that is able to do that. As you're probably already experiencing, and I'll tell our other listeners, the challenge with being on multiple medications is difficult. What happens is you might forget when to take one versus another. You may get your medication box confused. You may take two of something at once when you should have only taken one. You may forget to take certain things. Maybe there's a cost prohibitive factor that's part of it as well. Maybe if you're traveling, you left something at home. So that there's multiple reasons just from a practical standpoint that reducing the number of medications can be beneficial for if it allows a patient to function at their maximum potential that they want to function at. Other issues with multiple medications is similar to any medication, whether it's for treatment of brain injury or not. There could be higher fall risks, higher confusion risks. There might be side effects that affect other parts of your body, such as your liver, your kidneys. So there's a intrinsic medical component as well that could be affected. Because just because you're taking a medication for a headache does not mean it's not going to have some sort of side effect or application or touch to something else in your body that's not bothering you that doesn't need medication to touch it. But you have to weigh the risks and benefits when prescribing medications. So again, I want to emphasize that you've probably accumulated various medications out of many good intentions, and there is ways to cut back. There are ways to maybe restructure your medication regimen, but it has to be done under a physician that's trained to take a more holistic look at all your medications and take a holistic look at where are you functioning today, where do you want to function in the proverbial tomorrow to get you at your maximum potential. And again, happy Thanksgiving, and I really appreciate your question and kind of the little holiday flair you put into it.
That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.